Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. Today, the 14 Days of Fortnite challenges are back for a limited time until January 15th at 3 a.m. Eastern. So again, if you guys didn't hear this announcement the other day, you know, the 14 Days of Fortnite admitted they did a bad job of communicating when that would end, and a lot of people didn't get to complete the challenges that they wanted to get some of those items for. So originally, they just gave out the Equalizer Glider to everybody that got a single one of those challenges out done. However, now they have brought the challenges back all together, so all 14 challenges are there and available to complete if you didn't complete them. Whichever ones you completed, you already completed, you'll still have them completed, and you will keep those items. But the ones that you did not complete, they will reset back to zero. For example, today, one of the ones I had not completed, actually was that I was like an 8 out of 9. One of the ones is you had to dance in front of 9 Christmas trees, and I had only danced in front of 8. So it went back down to zero, but I went ahead and got that done today. So I got a snow globe banner for that. And if you guys, I notice here on the list, they don't tell you what the individual rewards are for each one of those. So if you go back and listen to those 14 episodes, you know, I tell you what the reward is for doing those. So if for some reason you are not going to have time again to get all these challenges done within that time frame, you can at least go back and listen to those episodes and find out what the rewards are. That way you can decide which ones you want to get done and which ones, you know, don't feel like they're that worth it to you. Alrighty, so there's that. There's that 14 Days of Fortnite. It's back again. Let's see here. Some other news. This was put out on Twitter by Fortnite that the content update version 7.1 is coming tomorrow. It sounds like that'll be the final content update. This will be content update number 3 for version 7.1. And then we got some comments on that from some of the employees over there at on the Fortnite team, saying that we will be getting adjustments to planes, dynamite, the boombox, the six shooter is going to be vaulted, and dual pistols are going to return. So that is going to be pretty awesome. I know a lot of you were big fans of the dual pistols, and I don't know really anybody that has been a fan of the six shooter. It seemed like a cool concept when it came out, but overall in the game it doesn't really work that well. So they're vaulting that, and the dual pistols are coming back, so hopefully that's gonna make a lot of people happy. And a new item is gonna be coming, the suppressed sniper rifle. Strike at your opponents quietly with the suppressed bolt action sniper. So that is pretty awesome as well. I'm very excited for that. Should deal pretty good damage while being silent. That way you're not giving away your position when you're sniping at people, which is obviously a big difference between that and the heavy sniper, where everybody can hear you from miles away. So this will be a pretty fun item to play around with once that gets in there. Alrighty, let's see here, guys. Let's go ahead and do a week 5 challenge tip. And this one, you have to get 3 eliminations from 5 meters or closer. And again, I'm going to suggest you go do this in the LTM. Something like Food Fight right now is what we have in the LTMs, and Slide Squads. Both of these are actually pretty easy to get 5-meter or closer eliminations in, just based, especially Food Fight though, guys, especially Food Fight, because you are on big teams and there's a, you know, you're trying to invade somebody else's base and other people are trying to invade your base, so you're going to end up with a lot of close encounters. So go there and do that. Okay, guys, I'm going to go ahead and let's hear a word from our sponsor here. Okay, guys, welcome back. And actually, that ad needs a little bit of an update because my merch shop is open now. You guys over in Discord already know, but yes, I do have a merch shop over there on spreadshop.com. So go check it out. There's some merch up there available now. Just go to shop.spreadshirt.com/MikeDaddy. Again, the Mike Daddy's MMMIKEDADDY. Yeah, and you will find some merch there. A big shout out and thank you over to Brian RTFM. He's over in the Discord. He provided the good design that's up there right now. I put one design up there of my own, but he put he provided the good design that is the stamp that most people have come to love for the podcast. That is the one that is the says Daily Fortnite in the middle, and then going around in a circle says Don't Get Lost in the Storm. So you'll find that over there on the merch. It looks really good on some of these items. I say, like, the hoodies that are there, t-shirts, a hat, tote bag. Yeah, it looks really cool. So thank you again, Brian RTFM, for providing that. Again, he's over on Discord, but Brian also has his own website, because Brian actually is a web designer, graphic designer, and artist. So definitely go check it out. His website is at atsegraphicdesign.com, so atsegraphicdesign.com. Go check that out if you are interested in seeing what kind of services he can provide, because he is a really good artist. You guys who are over in the Discord have seen some of his good art that he's put in there, some of the great screenshots that he has put up. You've seen as the show icon in the past before, obviously, again, the Fortnite stamp. You've seen that a lot there, used for the show icon. So definitely go check them out. And again, thank you so much for providing that design for the merch there. Alrighty, guys, since we're speaking about merch here, let's actually talk about the items in the game here in the item shop. Today in the item shop, in the featured section, we have some really good returning items in here, and we got the Oblivion outfit for starters. I like this one. You get the Criterion outfit, and you get the Terminus glider. You have another one. I am a big fan of the Dark Bomber outfit, so we get that in there. In fact, this whole Lightning and Thunderstorm set, I love a lot. Again, this Thundercrash harvesting tool, I like this one a lot. You get the Dark Glyph glider, and as you guys know, I'm a big fan of these gliders that have, again, these dynamic sort of themes on them, where you can see the glyphs going around on the glider. So I'm a big fan of that glider as well. Let's see here. Over in the daily items, you have the Maverick outfit. You will have the Zephyr glider. You get the Commando outfit. You get the Dragon Axe Harvesting Tool, the Flippin' Sexy emote, and the Denied emote. And that is your item shop for today. Don't forget to use that creator code MikeDaddy when you are in the item shop, because it will support the show. MMMIKEDADDY. Let's get to our tip of the day. For our tip of the day, we're still going to be working on our game sense. We've been working a lot more on this lately, and that's just, you know, your in-game smarts and your in-game IQ to help you make better decisions so you can get more kills and more wins when you're playing. And this is going to be tips for helping you decide whether or not to be aggressive or passive in different situations. And when you're deciding whether or not you're going to be aggressive or passive, first thing you want to do is look at your loadout. You know, are you carrying, what are you carrying? Do you have a gray burst, a gray pistol, and dynamite? Like, you know, that's not a great loadout there to be aggressive with. Now, if you have, you know, like a gold scar and a blue pump or better, and, you know, some sort of SMG and, you know, some explosives, you know, especially like a RPG or the quad launcher, then those are great times to be aggressive with that type of loadout. Maybe you got that heavy sniper, great time to be aggressive with your loadout. But again, if you're carrying around a bunch of gray things, especially things like the burst or a pistol, they're not going to do a whole lot of damage as fast as those other weapons can do damage. And if your opponent ends up having a good loadout like the one we just mentioned, you know, they're probably going to have a better chance to take you out. So be thinking about, you know, if you have that really good loadout, that's a good time to be aggressive. And then if not, then maybe back off until you can get yourself in a better situation. The other thing you're going to want to do when you're trying to figure out, do I want to be aggressive or do I want to be passive? Look at your material. Do you have a lot of material? Do you have a lot of wood, brick, metal? Especially wood is important. But first of all, just do you have enough of it to get yourself into a battle if it ends up getting into a build battle? And, you know, if you can obviously tell that other person is going to be good at building once they start building up, you should be able to tell right away, like, how fast are they building and editing in this as they're coming towards you. Do you have enough mats to combat this person and retake the high ground from them, and or just trap them that way they won't get the high ground over you? But you need to at least be able to build up to get to that same level, and then if you mess up, decide, okay, yes, I can keep going and try to regain the high ground, even if for some reason I can't stop them from going up more. So again, look at your material. Make sure you have enough. If you have low material, be passive. Go somewhere else. Farm more material so that you'll be ready for a fight. You know, the next thing, look at where you are. Do you have the high ground or are you on the low ground? If you are on the high ground, it's a lot easier position to be aggressive from. Again, a lot of you got to be careful. You got to make sure you're not peeking too long and peeking too much from the same exact spot. Otherwise, you're going to get sniped. So be mindful of that, but it is a good position to be aggressive from. You can even be aggressive from the low ground, depending, again, on your loadout. Do you have explosives? Especially right now in the game, we have the dynamite and the boom boxes. That's going to allow you to take your opponent's builds down, and then you can be really aggressive with your shots if you have good aim and good shooting. So you could still even be aggressive from the low ground, but just decide, do you have the sort of loadout that is going to help you be aggressive from there? And then if not, you know, you need to be making sure that you are turtling up and, you know, keeping yourself in a safe situation until you can figure a way out to get back up to the same level as that person or even regain the high ground. Let's see here. And then another good thing to be thinking about is where is the storm? You know, are you, especially when the next circle is formed, are you already in that circle? Or, you know, is the storm already on the move and you're not in the circle yet? If your opponent is in the storm and you're already in the circle, great time to be aggressive because they have to worry about taking damage from the storm while they're getting shot at. If you are in the storm, I mean, if you are on your way to the next circle and the storm is moving in from behind you and you see opponent in front of you, not a great time to start taking shots and being aggressive, because if you don't kill that person right away, they're going to be able to build, protect themselves, and start taking shots back at you. Well, then you are the one worried about, okay, I'm getting fired at and the storm is about to start dealing me damage as well. You don't want to be in that type of situation. Okay, guys, that's your tips of the day. Just some more things to help you with your game sense so that you can be getting better in the areas of thinking in the game, because a lot of you, I've still been playing with a bunch of you lately, and still I'm seeing a lot of guys be a little bit too aggressive when it is not to their advantage. So be thinking about those things, guys. Okay, that's the episode. Go join the Daily Fortnite Discord. Go follow me over on Twitch and on YouTube, Mike Daddy on both of those places. Head over to iTunes and leave a 5-star rating and a written review, and you'll get a shout out here on the show. And we're going to get one here today. This one is by Carrie at popparables.com, and it is reads as a title, awesome podcast, 5-star rating, and it says, "Can I play with you? This is my name, Extreme Titan 55. Of course, we can play, hopefully, as long as we are on at the same time at some point. Go ahead and send me the invite at Mike Daddy. That's my Epic ID, and I'll go ahead and accept, and hopefully we'll get a chance to play together sometime. And thank you for that 5-star review. Okay, guys, don't forget to subscribe while you're there so that you don't miss an episode, and it helps out the show as well. Until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.